I have never felt more like an ADHD stereotype than I have the last couple of days. It has been ridiculous how distracted and scatterbrained I have been. I literally fit like every stereotype the last few days. And I'm not totally sure why my ADHD traits have been so much more prominent the last couple of days, but they have. It probably has something to do with my cycle, I'm sure. Anyway, I just wanted to take a minute today to talk about ADHD stereotypes and why it's okay if you fit stereotypes. I think a lot of people who are maybe diagnosed later in life or female presenting or inattentive type rather than hyperactive type tend to really identify with having non-stereotypical ADHD. And so sometimes then when we show stereotypical signs, we can feel like a weird amount of shame.
Hello there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome to the NeuroCuriosity Club podcast, the only podcast that I'm aware of that is specifically made for people who are questioning their neurotype and their place in the neurodiversity paradigm. My name is Megan. I am AudiHD, so I'm autistic and ADHD, but this podcast is going to be about so much more than that. Yes, there are going to be lots of autism and ADHD episodes because that's my lived experience. That's what I can speak to. But I also plan on having so many amazing guests on this podcast to talk about everything from dyspraxia to OCD to bipolar disorder to dyscalculia and more. So if you are curious about your brain, get ready to dive in. Welcome to the NeuroCuriosity Club podcast.
Hello there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome back to the NeuroCuriosity Club podcast. And today we're going to be curious about ADHD stereotypes and some internalized ableism and internalized stigma, right? Because I think I love that we are breaking down stereotypes, okay? I just want to be upfront about that. I think stereotypes at the end of the day tend to be very harmful. However, I also think there's nothing wrong with fitting a stereotype, right? There's nothing wrong with that. The problem with stereotypes isn't that they're inherently and categorically untrue. The problem with stereotypes is that they are incomplete and reductive, right? So we just want to expand beyond them so that we can include all kinds of stories, not just one singular reductionist story. But that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with fitting a stereotype. And I think a lot of people feel a lot of shame around fitting a stereotype because it feels like we're perpetuating that singular story. But here's the thing, you being yourself is not perpetuating a stereotype, okay? Even when you fit the stereotype, you being yourself is always a good thing. Always, always, always a good thing. You are a part of the whole, but it is not your job to represent the whole. And I think I learned a lot about this in grad school when I was reading Ta-Nehisi Coates' book, Between the World and Me, which is about anti-Black racism. And it's written as a letter from Ta-Nehisi Coates to his son. And it's a profound and incredible book. Highly, highly recommend it. But something he talks about in that book, if I'm remembering correctly, it has been a little while, but something he talks about is the incredible pressure so many Black folks feel to be like the perfect Black person, to defy any Black stereotypes, to represent, to be a representative rather than to just be a person. And as John Green says, both, you know, metaphorically and literally, he has said these words so many times, it is such a crime to see a person as anything other than a person. It's a crime to, you know, devalue someone and to see them as less than, but it's also a crime to put them up on a pedestal and to see them as some sort of representation of something bigger when really they're just a human being. And I think all of this applies to ADHD as well as to race. I think it can apply to neurotype as well. We feel a lot of pressure to not be like other ADHDers, to be more productive, less fidgety, to have ADHD without showing signs of ADHD. We're supposed to be healed. We're supposed to be well managed. We're supposed to be together, put together. And I don't know where this comes from. I mean, I do. I know it comes from internalized ableism and the idea that having ADHD is bad, that being neurodivergent, being disabled is an inherently bad thing when it is not. But our society tells us it is because ADHD can absolutely be disabling. And disabled folks are not valued in a capitalistic society. It all comes back to capitalism, folks. It always comes back to capitalism. But I think... I'm feeling some of that pressure lately to be better, you know, to not let, quote unquote, not let my ADHD get the best of me, or quote unquote, not let my ADHD be an excuse. When I know it's not any of those things, it's not getting the best of me, it's not an excuse. I am ADHD and I can't change that. It's a forever thing. It's an always thing. It's a constant thing.
Hi there. I am interrupting your podcast episode super, super quickly just to let you know that if you want more than just the podcast, if you want to actually talk to me, that is an option. I have something called a discovery call. This is for people who, you know, you're not sure if you want to actually like commit to working with me long term, but you kind of want to learn more. And maybe you have some questions about your brain that, you know, I might be able to help you answer. And that's what the discovery call is for. It is $15 for a half hour call. That $15 is really just to help ensure that people actually show up. When they were free, I had a lot of no shows, which is really hard on my autistic brain with the change of plans last second and everything. So that's all the $15 is for, is just a little incentive to keep your appointment. And I would love, love, love to talk to some of you amazing podcast listeners. So if you're interested, the link is in the show notes, and I'll let you get back to your episode.
Oh my God, I don't even remember what I was saying because I paused the recording because I came to the end of a thought. And so that's what I usually do. I speak until I come to the end of a thought, I pause the recording, I gather my thoughts, and then I come back to the podcast, I hit record again, and I keep going. That's kind of my recording habits and pattern. So I paused the recording and somehow I got distracted thinking about a tattoo that I could get with some of my friends. I don't even know how I got there. I don't even know what made me think of that. Actually, I do now. My newest tattoo was a little itchy, and I think that's what did it. Anyway, ADHD stereotypes, that's what we're talking about. I want to let you guys see the real me, and this is the real me. I am not always put together. I know some people tend to either doubt that I actually have ADHD, or they tend to think I must just be really like healed, or I must have done a ton of work in therapy, or I must be super highly medicated. None of which is true. I'm on a very small dose of a non-stimulant medication and a very small dose of a stimulant medication. So I guess I am on a fair amount of medication for ADHD, but I am not super healed. I have done a lot of therapy work, that's true, but I'm not always put together. Sometimes I just am an ADHD chaos goblin, and that's okay. That's okay. I'm so tired of having to be more than we are. You know, I'm just so tired of it. And this idea that like ADHDers can actually be great employees, like, yeah, of course we can, because we're people and we should be valued beyond our productivity. And yes, ADHD can have some superpower-like qualities sometimes. And sometimes it is a pain in the ass and it is so irritating and frustrating and drives us bananas. And then other times it's just weird. It's neutral, but just odd. It's just different, I guess. And that is okay too. I don't know. This is a very rambly episode because this is where I'm at. This is what my ADHD is like right now. And I'm not totally sure why, but I don't know that that's the most important thing. I don't know that it matters why my ADHD is being so, you know, prominent right now. I think the important thing is to accommodate it and to work with it and to accept it and to embrace it. And so that's what I'm doing with this episode. I'm not trying to make a super polished, fancy episode for you. I'm making a truly ADHD episode, an episode that does not attempt to hide or disguise or mask my ADHD in any way, but instead showcases it and says, hey, this is what ADHD is actually like, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with fitting a stereotype. There's nothing wrong with being who you are, even if lots of other people are also like that. I think, especially for me, I tend to be very, very invested in being different or being special or being unique. Like, those are really important qualities to me. I wish they were less important because I don't think they actually matter as much as being like kind and compassionate and justice motivated. I think those are more important than being unique. But for some reason in my mind, being unique is really important. So anyway, so for a lot of us, it can be hard to recognize like, oh, everybody is like this. Sorry, did you catch the ope? I'm Midwestern, in case you didn't know. Now you do because you heard the ope. Anyway, oh my gosh, such an ADHD episode. It's okay. It's okay to fit stereotypes. And I think a lot of us struggle with this because we want to be special. We want to be unique. We want to be, I think there's a small part of us that wants to be better than other people. And maybe that's just me. Maybe it's just me. And believe me, it's not something I'm proud of, but it is something I'm learning to wrestle with and learning to acknowledge and say like, okay, maybe there is a part of you who has a bit of a superiority complex combined with a bit of an inferiority complex. And how do those work together? And so I'm just getting curious about my brain instead of judgmental, because judgment shuts down growth. Okay. Whereas curiosity encourages it. So instead of saying you have a superiority complex, that makes you a really bad person and you're pretty shitty, actually. That just shuts down everything. What if instead I said, okay, you have a bit of a superiority complex. That seems pretty unhelpful for your relationships. Maybe we should explore where that comes from. Maybe it stems from trying to cover up an inferiority complex, maybe, perhaps. and maybe we need to explore where that comes from, and we need to explore ways to have a healthier and more helpful mindset about the people around you. You know, that opens up so much more growth than just, oh my gosh, you are such a shitty person. You know, like, that's not helpful. And that's about it for this episode, because I have no idea how to end this. I have no idea what to leave you with, except that stereotypes are reductionist and incomplete, but that doesn't mean that you can never line up with them. It's okay to be who you are, whatever that looks like. So that's what I've got for you. Thank you so much for bearing with me in this very, very scattered episode. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next Saturday.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, I would so appreciate it if you would leave a review or a rating or whatever it is that you can do on the platform you're listening on. It really helps get the podcast out to other people who need to hear it. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you for the review if you decide to leave one, and I will see you next time.